At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible blessings that await you when you choose to release your worries and place your complete trust in Him. Rest assured, our God is a God of peace, a God of provision, and a God who delights in leading His children into a life of faith, hope, and unwavering trust in His perfect plan. He is the God who invites us to cast all our cares upon Him, the God who promises to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory, and the God who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 uncommon and transformative things that happen when you make the decision to stop worrying and start trusting God completely. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced the joy and freedom of a life fully surrendered to Him, you'll discover how God is ready to move mightily on your behalf when you choose to let go of your fears and embrace His perfect peace. When we choose to trust in God's unfailing love, His infinite wisdom, and His ability to work all things together for our good, we open the door for Him to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or imagine. He is the God who promises to be our refuge and strength, the God who invites us to be anxious for nothing, and the God who assures us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So, if you've been battling with worry, if you've been struggling to let go of your fears and trust God completely, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement, hope, and the reminder that our God is faithful and trustworthy in every situation. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to experience the peace and joy that comes from placing their trust in our loving Heavenly Father. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to release your worries, stand on His promises, and believe that He is working all things together for your good. Remember, your current challenges are not too big for our God, your fears do not have the final say, and your trust in Him will never be in vain. Keep believing, keep trusting, and watch as He transforms your life in ways you never thought possible as you embrace the uncommon blessings that come from a life fully surrendered to Him. Number one, God, in His infinite wisdom and love, orchestrates a symphony of divine serendipity when we truly surrender our worries and trust in His plan. As we release our anxieties into His capable hands, we open ourselves to a world where the extraordinary becomes ordinary and the impossible becomes possible. Divine serendipity becomes our new normal when we stop worrying and start trusting God. This isn't just a feel-good phrase, it's a profound reality that transforms our daily lives. The Bible assures us in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him." This verse comes alive in remarkable ways as we witness God's hand moving in our circumstances. Imagine walking through life with a constant sense of anticipation, knowing that around every corner, God is working things out for your good. you might find yourself bumping into an old friend who happens to have the perfect solution to a problem you've been grappling with. Or perhaps you'll pick up a book that speaks directly to your situation, offering guidance and comfort when you need it most. These aren't mere coincidences. They're divine appointments orchestrated by a loving Father who delights in blessing His children. As you lean into this trust, you'll notice an increase in these God incidences. Doors that seemed firmly shut suddenly swing open. Opportunities that once felt out of reach land squarely in your lap. The right people cross your path at just the right moment, bringing with them the exact resources, connections, or wisdom you need. It's as if the entire universe is conspiring in your favor, all because you've chosen to trust in the one who holds it all together. This divine serendipity isn't just about personal gain. It's about aligning ourselves with God's greater purpose. As we trust Him, we become more attuned to His voice and more willing to follow His leading. We might find ourselves prompted to reach out to someone, only to discover that they were in desperate need of encouragement. Or we might feel led to take a different route home, avoiding an accident or encountering a situation where we can be of service. The beauty of this new normal is that it infuses even the mundane aspects of life with profound meaning and purpose. A delayed flight becomes an opportunity for a life-changing conversation. A wrong turn leads to a breathtaking view that refreshes your soul. Even challenges and setbacks are transformed in the light of divine serendipity as we trust that God is working all things together for our good and His glory. As we embrace this reality, our faith grows stronger. Each instance of divine intervention builds our confidence in God's faithfulness, making it easier to trust Him with the next challenge that comes our way. We begin to see life through a lens of expectant hope, knowing that our loving Father is always working behind the scenes on our behalf.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
This doesn't mean life becomes perfect or free from difficulties, but it does mean that we face those difficulties with a profound sense of peace and assurance. We know that even in the darkest valleys, God is with us, orchestrating events and aligning circumstances for our ultimate good. So, beloved child of God, release your worries and embrace the adventure of trusting Him fully. Step into each day with anticipation, knowing that divine serendipity is now your new normal. Watch in awe as God weaves the tapestry of your life with threads of grace, love, and perfect timing. Number two, God's love and faithfulness are beyond measure. And when we truly surrender our worries to Him, a beautiful transformation occurs in our prayer life. As we learn to trust Him more deeply, our prayers shift from constant petitions to heartfelt praise. This change is not just superficial. It's a profound reorientation of our hearts and minds towards the goodness and sovereignty of our Creator. When we stop worrying and start trusting God, we begin to see His hand at work in every aspect of our lives. Our eyes are opened to the countless blessings He bestows upon us daily, often in ways we hadn't even noticed before. This newfound awareness leads to an outpouring of gratitude that naturally flows into our prayers. as King David proclaimed in Psalm 34:1. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. This verse encapsulates the attitude we develop when we truly trust in God's plan for our lives. Our conversations with the Almighty become less about our anxieties and more about witnessing His glorious work unfold in real time. This shift doesn't mean we stop bringing our needs before God. Rather, it means we approach Him with a heart full of faith, knowing that He is already working all things for our good. We begin to pray with confidence, not desperation. We come to Him with hope, not fear. As we cultivate this attitude of praise, we'll find that our prayers become more powerful. James 5:16 tells us, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." When we approach God with hearts full of trust and praise, we align ourselves more closely with His will, making our prayers more effective. Moreover, this shift in our prayer life has a profound impact on our overall well-being. Philippians 4:6-7 instructs us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." As we focus more on praising God and less on our worries, we experience the peace that only He can provide. This transformation in our prayer life also affects how we view challenges. Instead of seeing obstacles as insurmountable problems, we begin to see them as opportunities for God to showcase His power and love. We start to pray, "Lord, show me what You want to teach me through this situation," rather than simply asking for the problem to be removed. As our prayers become more praise-centered, we'll find that our faith grows stronger. We'll be reminded of God's faithfulness in the past, which bolsters our confidence in His promises for the future. This creates a beautiful cycle. The more we praise, the more we trust. The more we trust, the more we praise. This shift also impacts our relationships with others. As we become more attuned to God's blessings, we become more grateful for the people in our lives. Our prayers for others become infused with thankfulness for their presence and the unique ways God uses them in our lives. When we stop worrying and start trusting God, our prayer life undergoes a beautiful metamorphosis. We move from constantly petitioning God to praising Him continually. This change not only draws us closer to Him, but also transforms our perspective on life, strengthens our faith, and fills us with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Number 3, God, in His infinite wisdom and love, grants us a profound gift when we relinquish our worries and place our trust fully in Him. One of the most remarkable transformations that occurs is the development of an uncanny ability to sleep through storms, both literal and metaphorical. Just as Jesus slept peacefully in the boat during a tempest, as recounted in Mark 4:35-41, we too can find ourselves resting in tranquility, even when life's storms rage around us. This isn't about becoming apathetic or disconnected from the world's challenges. Rather, it's about cultivating a deep-seated peace that truly surpasses all understanding, as promised in Philippians 4:7. When we stop worrying and start trusting God, we begin to internalize the truth that the Creator of the universe is in control. We realize that the One who neither slumbers nor sleeps, as Psalm 121:4 reminds us, is constantly working on our behalf. This realization allows us to lay our heads down at night with a sense of calm and assurance that was previously unattainable. Consider the story of Jesus and His disciples on the Sea of Galilee. While a furious squall threatened to capsize their boat, Jesus remained in such a state of perfect peace that He slept soundly. His disciples, gripped by fear, woke Him in panic. With a simple command, Jesus calmed the storm, demonstrating His power over nature and His complete trust in the Father's protection. As we grow in our faith and trust, we begin to emulate this Christ-like ability to rest in the midst of turmoil. The storms of life, be they financial difficulties, relationship struggles, health concerns, or societal upheavals, no longer rob us of our peace. we find ourselves able to close our eyes and drift into restful sleep, even when circumstances seem dire. This supernatural ability to sleep through storms is a testament to the transformative power of trust in God. It's a vivid illustration of the peace that comes from surrendering our anxieties to Him, as instructed in 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. As we cultivate this trust and experience the resulting peace, we'll find that our overall quality of life improves dramatically. Stress-related health issues may diminish. Our relationships may flourish as we approach conflicts with a spirit of peace rather than anxiety. Our decision-making abilities may sharpen as we operate from a place of clarity rather than fear. Remember, developing this ability doesn't mean we'll never face difficulties or feel momentary anxiety. Even Jesus experienced moments of deep anguish, as in the Garden of Gethsemane. However, like Him, we can learn to surrender our fears to the Father, trusting in His perfect will and timing. So, child of God, as you lay your head down tonight, remember that the same Jesus who calmed the storm is watching over you. Allow His peace to wash over you like gentle waves. Trust that as you sleep, He is working all things together for your good, as promised in Romans 8:28. Embrace the incredible gift of being able to sleep through storms, knowing that your Heavenly Father holds you in the palm of His hand. Number 4. God, in His infinite wisdom and love, has a way of transforming our perspective when we truly surrender our worries and trust Him completely. As we embark on this journey of faith, one of the most profound shifts occurs in how we view our prayers and God's responses to them. When we stop worrying and start trusting God, our perspective on unanswered prayers radically shifts. We begin to understand that there's no such thing as an unanswered prayer in God's kingdom. Every utterance, every plea, every heartfelt request is heard and answered by our Heavenly Father. The key lies in recognizing that God's responses may not always align with our expectations or timelines. As we grow in our faith, we start to see that sometimes God's answer is a loving wait, or a compassionate, "I have something better in mind." This realization brings to life the profound truth found in Isaiah 55:8-9, where the Lord declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." We begin to appreciate the vast wisdom in God's timing and plans, even when they differ greatly from our own limited understanding. This shift in perspective is truly transformative. It allows us to approach prayer with a new sense of peace and expectancy. No longer do we view our requests as a checklist for God to fulfill, but rather as an ongoing conversation with our loving Father. We learn to listen more intently for His guidance and to trust that His plans for us are far greater than anything we could imagine for ourselves. In those moments when we don't receive the answer we hoped for, we find comfort in knowing that God sees the bigger picture. He understands the intricate tapestry of our lives and how each thread weaves into His grand design. What may seem like a disappointment or delay to us could be God's way of protecting us from unseen dangers or preparing us for greater blessings ahead. This newfound trust also cultivates patience in our hearts. We learn to wait on the Lord's timing with hope and anticipation, knowing that He is working all things together for our good, as promised in Romans 8:28. This patience is not passive resignation, but an active, joyful expectation of God's faithfulness. As we embrace this new understanding, we also become more attuned to God's voice and His ways of communicating with us. We start to recognize His answers in unexpected places. A word of encouragement from a friend, a timely scripture that speaks to our situation, or a sudden peace that surpasses all understanding. This transformation in our prayer life spills over into every aspect of our walk with God. We approach challenges with greater confidence, knowing that the same God who hears our prayers is also orchestrating our circumstances for His glory and our good. We find strength to persevere through trials, buoyed by the assurance that God is working behind the scenes, even when we can't see or understand His methods. When we stop worrying and start trusting God, our entire approach to prayer and life is revolutionized. We discover the freedom that comes from releasing our grip on our own plans and surrendering to God's perfect will. This journey of trust opens our eyes to the beautiful reality that in God's economy, every prayer is answered, sometimes with a yes, sometimes with a not yet, and sometimes with an I have something even better in store for you. As we embrace this truth, we find ourselves walking in a new realm of faith, hope, and unshakable trust in our loving Heavenly Father. Number 5. When you release your worries into God's capable hands and begin to trust Him wholeheartedly, a remarkable transformation occurs in your life. You become a magnet for divine assignments, drawing opportunities to serve God's purposes in ways you never imagined. This shift from self-focus to God-focus opens your eyes to the needs around you and positions you to be a powerful instrument of His love and grace. As you cultivate a deeper trust in God, you'll find yourself more attuned to His voice and leading. Like the prophet Isaiah, who responded with eagerness to God's call, saying, "Here am I, send me," you'll develop a readiness to step out in faith when God prompts you. This willingness to be used by God often leads you into unexpected situations and encounters that you might have previously overlooked or avoided. These divine assignments may initially appear inconvenient or challenging. Perhaps God nudges you to reach out to a struggling coworker, volunteer at a local shelter, or share your faith with a skeptical friend. In the moment, these tasks might seem daunting or outside your comfort zone. However, as you obey God's leading, you'll discover that these seemingly small acts of obedience can have a profound impact on others and lead to tremendous personal growth. As you embrace these divine assignments, you'll witness God's power working through you in extraordinary ways. You may find yourself offering words of comfort that bring healing to a broken heart, or extending a helping hand that restores hope to someone in despair. Through these experiences, you'll realize that God has uniquely positioned and equipped you to make a difference in the lives of others. You'll begin to recognize that your life is part of a greater narrative, God's redemptive plan for the world. Your willingness to be used by Him allows you to participate in His work of restoration and reconciliation. This realization brings a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment, far surpassing any temporary comfort or security you might have clung to before. As you continue on this journey of trust and obedience, you'll find that divine assignments become a regular part of your daily life. Your spiritual senses will be sharpened, enabling you to discern opportunities to be a blessing wherever you go. Whether it's offering a kind word to a stranger, praying for a friend in need, or using your talents to serve your community, you'll become increasingly aware of how God can use you in every situation. This lifestyle of availability to God not only impacts those around you, but also transforms your own perspective. You'll begin to see challenges as opportunities for God to showcase His power and provision. Difficulties that once caused you to worry will now be viewed as platforms for God to demonstrate His faithfulness. Remember, becoming a magnet for divine assignments is not about striving or earning God's favor. It's about surrendering your plans and allowing God to work through you. As you continue to trust Him, you'll find yourself embarking on an adventure of faith, where each day holds the potential for God-ordained encounters and life-changing experiences. Embrace this calling with joy and anticipation, knowing that the Creator of the universe desires to use you as His hands and feet in this world. Let your heart echo the words of Isaiah, always ready to respond to God's call with a resounding, "Here am I, send me." For in doing so, you'll discover the incredible joy and purpose that comes from being a willing vessel for God's love and power to flow through. Number 6. When you stop worrying and start trusting God, a remarkable transformation occurs in your spiritual life. Your spiritual senses become heightened in ways you never imagined possible. This heightened awareness is not just a fleeting experience, but a profound shift in how you perceive and interact with the world around you. As you lean into faith and release your anxieties to the Lord, you'll find your spiritual antenna becoming more finely tuned. It's as if a veil is slowly lifted from your eyes, allowing you to see the world through a divine lens. You'll start to notice God's handiwork in the smallest details of your day-to-day life. From the gentle breeze that comforts you in a moment of stress, to the unexpected kindness of a stranger that brightens your day. This heightened spiritual awareness often manifests as a stronger connection to the Holy Spirit. You might find yourself more attuned to those gentle nudges and whispers that guide you throughout your day. These promptings could come as a sudden urge to call a friend who, you later discover, desperately needed encouragement, or an inexplicable feeling to take a different route home, avoiding an unseen danger. As your trust in God deepens, you'll likely experience an increased ability to discern spiritual realities in everyday situations. This aligns beautifully with the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:14, where he speaks of the spiritually discerning person understanding things that others cannot. You might start to recognize the spiritual battles taking place around you, seeing beyond surface-level conflicts to the deeper spiritual roots. As your spiritual senses sharpen, you'll likely become more aware of God's presence in your daily life. Moments of worship, whether in a church service or alone in your car, may feel more powerful and intimate. You might experience a deeper connection to Scripture, finding that verses you've read countless times suddenly come alive with new meaning and personal application. This heightened spiritual awareness can also manifest in a greater sensitivity to the needs of others. You may find yourself more attuned to the emotional and spiritual states of those around you, able to offer timely words of encouragement or comfort. This isn't about becoming psychic or all-knowing, but rather about allowing God's love and compassion to flow through you more freely. As you continue to trust God and cultivate this heightened spiritual awareness, you'll likely find that your prayer life transforms as well. Your conversations with God may become more intimate and two-way, with periods of listening becoming just as important as speaking. You might experience moments of profound clarity or revelation during prayer, gaining insights into situations or truths about God's character that deepen your faith. Remember, this heightened spiritual awareness isn't about achieving some elite spiritual status or having dramatic supernatural experiences. It's about drawing closer to the heart of God and allowing Him to work through you more fully. It's a journey of growth and discovery, with each step of faith opening up new vistas of spiritual understanding. Let this heightened spiritual awareness draw you closer to the heart of the Father, empowering you to live out your faith with greater boldness and love. As you do, you'll find that worrying less and trusting more not only transforms your own life, but also equips you to be a powerful instrument of God's love and grace in the world around you. Number 7. When you let go of worry and fully embrace trust in God, you begin to experience supernatural provision in ways that defy logic and exceed your expectations. This isn't just about having your basic needs met. It's about witnessing God's abundant love and care manifested in tangible, often surprising ways. Consider the biblical story of the widow of Zarephath. In a time of severe drought, when food was scarce, God directed the prophet Elijah to this poor widow. Despite having only a handful of flour and a little oil left, she trusted God's promise through Elijah. Miraculously, her jar of flour was never used up, and her jug of oil never ran dry. This supernatural provision sustained her, her son, and Elijah for many days. In the same way, when you stop worrying and start trusting God, you open yourself to His miraculous provision. You might find unexpected checks in the mail just when bills are due. A stranger might feel compelled to pay for your groceries. A job opportunity might arise out of nowhere, perfectly suited to your skills and needs. These aren't mere coincidences. They're divine interventions orchestrated by a loving Father who cares deeply for His children. God's provision often comes through unconventional channels. It may not always be in the form you expect or from the sources you anticipate. Sometimes it's a timely word of encouragement that gives you the strength to persevere. Other times, it's a chance encounter that leads to a life-changing opportunity. God's creativity in meeting your needs knows no bounds. As you cultivate trust you'll develop a keen awareness of God's hand in your life. You'll start noticing the small miracles that you might have previously overlooked. A last-minute cancellation that frees up your schedule for an important task. A forgotten gift card that covers an unexpected expense. These seemingly minor occurrences are actually divine brushstrokes painting a picture of God's faithfulness in your life. Trusting God also means being open to His guidance. When you surrender your worries to Him, you become more attuned to His voice. You might feel a nudge to take a different route home, only to avoid a major traffic jam. Or you might have a sudden urge to call a friend, discovering later that your call came at their moment of greatest need. God's provision extends beyond material needs. It encompasses emotional, spiritual, and relational aspects of your life as well. It's important to remember that God's provision doesn't always mean abundance in worldly terms. Sometimes, His provision comes in the form of contentment with what you have, or the strength to endure difficult circumstances. The Apostle Paul learned to be content in all situations, whether in plenty or in want. This contentment itself is a form of supernatural provision, freeing you from the anxiety of constantly striving for more. As you continue to trust God and experience His supernatural provision, you'll find yourself becoming a channel of blessing to others. Just as God provides for you in unexpected ways, He might use you to provide for someone else. Your testimony of God's faithfulness can inspire others to trust Him more fully. Your willingness to share what God has given you can be the answer to someone else's prayer. In embracing trust over worry, you're not just improving your own life. You're participating in God's greater plan of redemption and restoration. You become a living example of God's goodness, a beacon of hope in a world often consumed by anxiety and fear. Your life becomes a powerful testimony to the truth that God is indeed Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. Number 8. When you release the heavy burden of worry and place your trust fully in God, an extraordinary transformation begins to unfold within your heart and soul. Your capacity for joy expands exponentially, reaching depths and heights you never thought possible. This isn't merely a fleeting happiness that comes and goes with life circumstances, but a profound, enduring joy that takes root in the very core of your being. As you let go of the anxieties that once consumed your thoughts, you create space for something far more powerful to flourish. This joy isn't dependent on external factors or fleeting moments of pleasure. Instead, it's a steadfast, unshakable delight that stems from your relationship with the Almighty. Just as Nehemiah 8:10 proclaims, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." You'll discover a wellspring of inner fortitude that sustains you through every season of life. This joy becomes your anchor in stormy seas and your wings in clear skies. It's a joy that defies logic, persisting even in the face of adversity. You'll find yourself smiling in the midst of challenges, praising God in the valleys, and radiating an inexplicable peace that others can't help but notice. This joy isn't based on your circumstances changing, but on the unchanging nature of God Himself. As you trust God more deeply, you'll experience a profound shift in perspective. The worries that once seemed insurmountable now pale in comparison to the greatness of your God. You'll begin to see trials as opportunities for growth, setbacks as setups for comebacks, and every challenge as a chance to witness God's faithfulness in action. This expanding capacity for joy will touch every aspect of your life. Relationships will deepen as you bring a spirit of genuine gladness to your interactions. Work will become more fulfilling as you approach tasks with a joyful heart, knowing that you're serving a higher purpose. Even mundane daily activities will take on new meaning as you find delight in the simple blessings that surround you. Remember, this joy isn't something you have to manufacture or force. It's a natural outflow of a heart that's fully surrendered to God. As you continue to trust Him, casting all your cares upon Him, as 1 Peter 5:7 encourages, you'll find that joy bubbles up effortlessly from within. This exponential expansion of joy doesn't mean you'll never face sadness or difficulties. Rather, it means that underneath all of life's experiences, there's a current of deep, abiding joy that cannot be quenched. It's the kind of joy that the Apostle Paul wrote about when he said he had learned to be content in all circumstances. As your capacity for joy grows, you'll discover new depths in your worship and praise. Your gratitude will overflow, and you'll find yourself constantly in awe of God's goodness. This joy will fuel your faith, empowering you to believe for greater things and to step out boldly in obedience to God's calling. So embrace this journey of trusting God and watch as your heart expands to contain more joy than you ever thought possible. Let it fill you, transform you, and overflow from you to bless others. For in this joy, you'll find not just happiness, but true strength, peace, and a taste of the abundant life that Jesus promised. Your capacity for joy is limitless, because the God you serve is limitless. Trust Him, and let your heart soar with the uncontainable joy of the Lord. Number 9. When you stop worrying and start truly trusting God, you become a living paradox to the world around you. This transformation is not merely a change in perspective, but a radical shift in your very essence that sets you apart from the common patterns of this world. As you deepen your trust in the Almighty, you begin to embody a peace that defies logical explanation. In the face of life's storms, when others are gripped by anxiety and fear, you stand firm, anchored in an unshakable faith. This is the peace that surpasses all understanding, as described in Philippians 4:7. It's not a peace based on circumstances, but on the unchanging character of God. Your reactions to life's challenges will often leave those around you perplexed. When faced with adversity, instead of complaining or despairing, you might find yourself praising God, much like Paul and Silas did while imprisoned. This counterintuitive response stems from a profound understanding that God works all things for the good of those who love Him. In a world driven by self-reliance and control, your willingness to surrender to God's will becomes a powerful testimony. You'll find strength in vulnerability, knowing that when you are weak, then you are strong in Christ. This paradoxical strength will shine through in how you handle disappointments, setbacks, and even personal attacks. Your trust in God will manifest in a joyful countenance that persists even in difficult times. This joy, rooted not in fleeting happiness, but in the eternal hope of Christ, will be a beacon of light in a world often shrouded in darkness. People will be drawn to this inexplicable joy, opening doors for you to share the source of your hope. As you learn to cast your anxieties on God, you'll exhibit a remarkable freedom from the burdens that weigh heavily on others. This lightness of spirit will be evident in how you approach life's challenges, big and small. You'll tackle obstacles with a confidence not born of self-assurance, but of faith in a God who has overcome the world. Your trust in God will also be reflected in your generosity and compassion. When others are focused on self-preservation, you'll be able to give sacrificially, knowing that your security lies not in earthly possessions, but in heavenly treasures. This countercultural generosity will challenge and inspire those around you. In a society that values instant gratification, your patience and perseverance will stand out. You'll be able to wait on God's timing with a quiet confidence, knowing that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. This long-term perspective will influence your decisions and priorities in ways that may seem foolish to the world, but are wise in God's eyes. Your trust in God will also manifest in a profound humility. While the world encourages self-promotion and pride, you'll find freedom in acknowledging your dependence on God. This humility, coupled with the boldness that comes from knowing whose you are, will be a powerful combination that reflects Christ's character. As you become this living paradox, your life will be a testament to the transformative power of faith. You'll be living proof that God's ways are higher than our ways, and that true fulfillment comes not from conforming to the patterns of this world, but from being transformed by the renewing of your mind in Christ. In essence, when you stop worrying and start trusting God, you become a walking, breathing miracle. A person whose life defies worldly logic and points unmistakably to the reality of a loving, all-powerful God. Your journey of faith will inspire others to seek the source of your strength, peace, and joy, making you a powerful instrument in God's hands for drawing others. Number 10. When you stop worrying and start trusting God, a remarkable transformation occurs in your life. Your faith becomes contagious, spreading like wildfire to those around you. This isn't just a minor change. It's a radical shift that impacts every aspect of your existence and touches the lives of countless others. As you learn to release your anxieties and place your complete trust in the Lord, your countenance begins to change. The weight of worry lifts from your shoulders, and a newfound peace settles in your heart. This inner tranquility doesn't go unnoticed. People start to see something different in you, a quiet strength, an unwavering hope, and a joy that defies circumstances. Your transformed life becomes a living testimony to God's faithfulness. In a world plagued by uncertainty and fear, you stand as a beacon of hope. Your steadfast faith in the face of adversity puzzles those around you. They wonder how you can remain calm when everything seems to be falling apart. This curiosity opens doors for conversations about your faith. As you navigate life's challenges with trust in God's plan, others take notice. They see you facing the same storms they do, but with a different attitude. Instead of panic, you exude peace. Rather than despair, you radiate hope. This stark contrast to the world's typical response to hardship intrigues those in your sphere of influence. Your unwavering faith in God's goodness, even in tough times, becomes a powerful witness. It speaks louder than any sermon or religious argument. People see the reality of your faith lived out day by day. They witness firsthand the difference that trusting God makes in a person's life. This visible change in your life prompts questions. Friends, family, and even strangers may ask about the source of your strength and peace. Here's where your faith becomes truly contagious. As 1 Peter 3:15 instructs, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Your life of trust provides countless opportunities to share your faith story. When you share how trusting God has transformed your life, your words carry weight because they're backed by your actions. You're not just talking about theoretical concepts. You're sharing your personal experience of God's faithfulness. This authentic testimony has the power to touch hearts and change lives. Your journey of trust becomes a powerful tool for evangelism. As you share how God has proven himself trustworthy in your life, others are drawn to experience the same freedom and peace you found. They see the joy and contentment that comes from surrendering to God, and they want that for themselves. As your faith continues to impact those around you, a beautiful ripple effect occurs. Those who have been influenced by your trust in God begin to influence others in turn. Your contagious faith spreads far beyond your immediate circle, touching lives you may never even meet. Remember, this contagious faith isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about consistently choosing trust over worry, even when it's difficult. It's about getting back up when you fall and continuing to rely on God's strength. This realistic faith journey, with its ups and downs, resonates with people and makes your testimony all the more powerful. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts that are often heavy with worry and weighed down by the cares of this world. We confess that we struggle to fully trust in your goodness, your wisdom, and your perfect plan for our lives. Too often, we try to carry our burdens on our own, forgetting that you have promised to sustain us and give us rest. Lord, we know that worry is not your will for us. Your word tells us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. You have assured us that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that you are working all things together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Help us, God, to truly believe these promises. Strengthen our faith so that we may confidently entrust every aspect of our lives into your capable hands. When worries and fears arise, remind us to bring them to you in prayer with thanksgiving, knowing that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Give us the grace to walk by faith and not by sight. Even when we cannot see the way ahead, help us to trust that you are leading us on the best path. When trials and challenges come, grant us the wisdom to view them as opportunities to grow in our dependence on you. We pray for your Holy Spirit to renew our minds so that we may discern your will and focus on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. As we set our minds on things above, may our worries fade in the light of your glory and grace. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness in the past, which gives us confidence to trust you with our present and our future. Thank you for the perfect love that casts out all fear. Help us to abide in that love, resting securely in the shadow of your wings. In the moments when worry threatens to overwhelm us, may we remember that you are the God of all comfort and the source of all peace. You are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. With you by our side, we have no reason to fear. We choose today to lay aside our worries and to take up the shield of faith. We trust in your unfailing love and your infinite wisdom. May our lives be a testimony to the watching world of the peace and joy that comes from trusting in you. In the name of Jesus, who has borne our burdens and given us the victory, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, I want to encourage you to embrace the peace and joy that comes from trusting in God. When you let go of your worries and fears and place your faith in Him, you open the door for His miraculous work in your life. Remember that God is always with you, guiding your steps and working all things together for your good. He sees the bigger picture, and He knows the plans He has for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. So instead of dwelling on your problems and challenges, focus on the promises of God. Meditate on His Word, and let it fill your heart with hope and confidence. As you do, you will find that your burdens become lighter, and your perspective shifts from fear to faith. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see it. He is orchestrating divine appointments, opening doors of opportunity, and bringing the right people into your life at just the right time. He is the God of the impossible, and nothing is too difficult for Him. As you continue to walk in faith and trust in God, you will experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. You will find strength in the midst of weakness, courage in the face of adversity, and joy in the midst of sorrow. You will see God's hand at work in your life, and you will be amazed at the incredible things He has in store for you. So keep your heart open to God's leading. Keep your mind focused on His truth, and keep your faith strong in His unfailing love. As you do, you will discover the abundant life that Jesus promised, a life filled with purpose, meaning, and joy. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He turn His countenance towards you and give you peace. And may you always remember that when you trust in God, all things are possible. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep walking in faith. Amen.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.